We are back on Dateline Washington. This is the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. My next guest in this edition is Kevin Kennedy, spokesman for the Institute for Energy Research. The current forms of producing energy in this country, namely oil and natural gas production, took a massive hit in the past couple of days. Strike one was the Interior Department saying that it's not opening up millions of acres for oil and natural gas production from shale. And then there's also provisions in the new budget outlined by the Obama administration, which could make life more difficult for the industry. And Kevin, thanks so much for being with us.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Well, let's start with the shale issue. I know your organization was optimistic about the amount of energy that could be produced from that. Explain for our listeners what kind of resources we were looking at there and why you believe the Interior Department decided not to go in that direction.
Well, with oil shale, you're talking about a tremendous source of American energy that we have right here in this country. And the key to accessing that energy are reasonable federal policies and regulations that allow private investors to go in and try to prove commercial technology to make this energy source a reality. We had a oil shale leasing program that was put in place by the Energy Policy Act of 2005, which coincidentally then-Senator Salazar voted in favor of creating that program. The Bush administration, prior to leaving, issued a second round of oil and gas research and demonstration leases, and that's what Secretary Salazar has decided to cancel. So you have a huge potential here, and with Secretary Salazar's decision yesterday, he effectively foreclosed on that potential.
What can you tell our listeners about the potential amount of oil or gas extracted from that?
The potential in-place resource we're talking about is over 2.1 trillion barrels. By most estimates, they put the recoverable estimates at 800 billion barrels. And to put that in perspective, that's about 3.5 times the current reserves of Saudi Arabia.
Clearly, that's a potential resource that could have gone a long way towards energy independence. In our last couple of minutes here, Kevin, let's quickly look at the Obama budget. It's well north of $3.5 trillion for the coming fiscal year. And to pay for it, he does a couple of things. He eventually lets some of the Bush tax cuts on the wealthiest Americans expire, but that also includes small business owners. But he's also got some tax increases in mind for oil and natural gas producers, correct?
That is correct. There's a whole host of new punitive taxes on the oil and gas industry. Some of these have been proposed in the past and shot down, rightfully so, because they simply will lead to less investment on American energy production here and the economic benefits that yields for the American consumer for state, local, and federal government coffers.
In terms of the incentives now that change and the way life changes for these companies, describe what these new taxes mean for them. Because what we're learning today, while some of the bigger oil companies are often targeted as the villains in the energy debate, a lot of the work is actually done by much smaller companies, correct?
That is correct. You know, we hear a lot of talk about big oil. And really, you know, to put that in perspective, if you want to talk about big oil, in truth, big oil are, you know, the 15 largest holders of oil reserves in the world. These are national oil companies, Saudi Aramco, Petrobras in Brazil, Sinopec, the Chinese government-owned national oil company. And so when we talk about big oil, you know, folks like to call the multinational and American energy companies, ExxonMobil, BP, Shell, Chevron, as big oil. But really, with the policies that they're proposing, these are targeted towards a lot of small mom-and-pop energy producers in this country as well. And all of the tax policies that they're pushing forward with, again, and these are nothing new, they've been proposed in the past, you know, they don't just they don't just have negative impacts on, quote, big oil, but you're talking about the thousands of small American energy producers in this country.
Kevin, unfortunately, that'll have to be the last word. Thank you, sir, very much for your time today.
All right, thank you.
Kevin Kennedy is a spokesman at the Institute for Energy Research. That does it for this edition of Dateline Washington, a presentation of Radio America. Thanks to executive producer Jim Roberts, and a reminder to find the best of Dateline Washington 24/7 online, dateline.radioamerica.org. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for listening. Please join me tomorrow at this time for Dateline Washington.